The past few months, we've had a lot of excitement when it comes to prices of the commodities. Kim, that excitement's starting to wane a little bit.
I think most of the excitement's out of the market for a while. You look at wheat prices, go back in February, you could forward contract for harvest delivery for $6.50 a bushel. Right now, it's around $5.95, something like that. Corn, you can forward contract harvest delivery, $4.59. That's down from $4.70, so it's 11 cents down, not much there. Milo has went down from late March to $5.65 down to $5.56, 9 cents there, not much. Soybeans, $11.73 for harvest delivered beans right now, down from $11.92. So you don't see much going on in the markets. I think wheat's more at risk than the corn, milo, and soybean prices. I think we may have support there. They're probably going to wallow around, but wheat, I think wheat still got some more downside pressure.
You talked about the forward contract prices in there. Other than that, what should producers be watching for whenever they're gauging the risk?
Well, I think you can look at the futures market prices. You look at the Kansas City contract, the May contract at 602, the July contract is only 607, only 5 cents carry between May and July, the September contract, 611, the Dease contract, 619. So you've got a 10, 11 cent spread between July and December. So not much expected on price movements. However, if you'll look at what's being offered on the export market, Dreyfus offered Pakistan wheat for April delivery at 882. May delivery at 8.95, that's plus 13 cents. Mm-hmm. June delivery at 9.17, that's plus 35 cents. But July delivery at 8.65, down 17 cents. And if you look at August, 7.75, down $1.03.
Wow.
So if you look at what's going on out in the export market, you've got prices holding relatively good through June into July. But as you get out in the August and later period, they're offering significantly lower prices. So we looked at the futures, not much change there. So that changes in the basis. So they're looking at that basis deteriorating after we clear the U.S. harvest.
So what's driving all of those factors?
Well, if you look at what's going on, it's demand around the world. That's why we've got prices up to level. A lot of things going on in China, especially if you look at China and corn. The Chinese millers and producers are substituting barley, wheat, other grains for corn. And so that's kind of stabilized your corn prices. You've still got the African swine flu problems in China. The meal prices have fallen down. That's impacted soybeans. And then you've got, where China quit buying U.S. corn, but the corn exports remained relatively strong from other countries. So there's a lot going around the world, and demand right now is what's driving prices.
We've had a lot of rough weather here in the U.S. over the past couple months or so. And with that, it's driven some prices of natural gas in there. And that's impacting the input prices Dr. Brian Arnell talked about earlier. How can that impact the price of wheat for this wheat crop?
Well, if you look at what's impacting the prices, the input prices, it's the biggest factor, in my opinion, is the higher corn beans prices, which has increased the demand for acreage and increased the demand for inputs. So yeah, you've got the higher gas prices that has an impact. I think the tightness of the supply of these products, you look around the world, and I read an article for Australia about they've had the best year, record production, look at good prices, they can't get enough fertilizer down there. They can't get enough equipment. So it's not just the fertilizer and the chemicals, it's the whole ball of wax. You have a hard time buying equipment now because the farmers have relatively good prices. It's increased the demand driven here again, just like in the grains. Demand, I believe, is creating the inflation and just about all our prices.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. Mm-hmm.